What's up, what's up? Thank you for tuning in to another episode of If I Must Say with Cash and
Sade.
And this is our Thanksgiving episode, so
happy Thanksgiving, y'all.
Happy Thanksgiving. Eat some good food.
Child.
Everybody ain't able, you know that. Not what I think about it. Everybody ain't able. Because y'all be posting these plates.
And they don't be giving.
Plates ain't here no nothing. Okay, so question of the week is, what is it today? What we talking about?
What are you most thankful for?
You want me to go first?
Yeah.
I am, throughout this year, I think I am most thankful for the genuine people that I have surrounding me. And when I say genuine, the people who actually want to see me do well, the people who actually are happy for my successes and the things that I have accomplished, and just for the people who are going to tell me like when I'm dead ass wrong or, yeah. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm one of those people, like, I've never, like, yes, man. I just exactly. Don't. We just don't mesh.
Exactly.
So, I think, for me, I think that's what I'm most thankful of, like, my genuine family that I have surrounding me and my genuine friends that I have, because you just don't come across that, like, especially these days, because motherfuckers are crazy. They crazy, and when I've come to realization that, like we was talking about in the last episode, when you set boundaries and things of that sort, motherfuckers will switch up on you because they don't respect your boundaries or they don't want to abide by your boundaries.
Yeah, they think, okay, I can still do what I want. Those don't apply to me.
Exactly. And it's just like, that ain't this and this ain't that. So what are you most thankful for?
Besides like the genuine friends and family that I have, I'm definitely thankful for that. But I'm going to say I'm thankful for my mama.
Okay.
I feel like...
Come on, shut up. Yeah,
definitely my mama. My mama. Only because everybody know I moved out. And it has been a ride. Like,
a journey.
Yeah, it's been a journey for my first apartment. And of course, I could say that I withstand the test or, you know, what came. But if it wasn't for my mom, I probably wouldn't have. Yeah. Like, just the little things from making sure I got money when I need it.
Right.
Or making sure, you know, I got a listening. I got a listening ear. And it used to be my mom just, like, it's like she ain't getting it. It ain't clicking. Right. But it seemed like when I moved out and just us talking, it's not mother and daughter. It's like grown women talking. Yeah. It's like she gives me a different...
Friend. Like, that's my
yes! Like, yeah. That's my friend. She gives me
like,
a different
like, we finally friends. You kept saying you don't want to be my little friend, but we friends now.
Yeah! You know you like me. You know you like me, girl. Yeah, so, it's just... I would definitely say her. She has taught me a lot, but it hasn't been in the mommy way. It's been in
like
the...
You look at me like an adult.
Yeah, but... And it's like you're... And I hate to say friend, but you are my friend. Like...
Yeah.
When I know I need sound advice, because I know when I can always go to my girlfriends, of course.
Right.
But at the end of the day, we're all in the same age. Like, we're all in the same age group. We're
she
all
battling
seen
the
it same
through,
shit.
Like, on the other side.
Yeah,
you've
been through it. You've been through it 2 and 3 times. Yeah. So, I can come to you and you're going to tell me, you're going to put me up on game of how to move and what to do or whatever.
Right.
So, I can definitely say my mom, like, she's been there. Like, and I done had plenty of crying times, honey, and she has been there, like, right there. And it felt different, respectfully. Like, it's different.
I can see that, though. I can see how it's different, because when you living with her, it's like, this is my baby still. And then when you move out, just like, oh, damn. Like,
exactly.
She's an adult. Like, she's a grown-ass woman. Like, okay, I can see it. So, for sure. Okay, what we got next?
All right, so, topic of the day, or for this episode. What does Thanksgiving mean to you? Or that's one of the topics.
Oh, well,
My answer may be really ignorant. I don't think it's ignorant. I know my shit gonna be ignorant.
So, I'm not gonna hold you. Like, people look at, to me, I look at Thanksgiving as a time to see my family. Mm-hmm. Like, that's honestly how I look at it. I don't fuck that nigga. Fuck them people. Like, I don't look at all of that shit. Like, I just don't. For me, I feel like it's a nice time. Like, just so happened we all got the day off. Mm-hmm. This is the one time where we all got it off, where we can see each other, we can spend time together, we can make memories together, and we get to eat good food. Mm-hmm. And just vibe out. Like, and I think that's when you realize, you know, like, dang, like, I miss this. Like, mm-hmm. this is what I'm thankful for. Like, my family.
Exactly.
Because now, when you're younger, you don't really realize it, because it just seems as though everybody together, like, mm-hmm. everybody's there. But as you get older, it's just like, damn, my uncle, he live in Alaska. My aunt, she live in South Carolina. Somebody living over here, somebody living over here. It's so hard for us all to get in one place at the same exact time. So I think that for me, that's what Thanksgiving is for me. Like, all my family, we finally get to get together.
It's definitely for me too. I would say it's a time for me to get up, do my makeup, put on my best attire, honey, because you know I'm
and
a strut.
To the kitchen.
And head to the kitchen and living room. Okay. And honey, you know I ain't got no shoes on. I probably got on some socks, but my fit from the ankle up. Stunting. Girl, you ain't touching me. You ain't seeing me. Okay. It's the time for that.
Just not getting my feet in the picture.
Exactly. Everything else on point. Yeah, everything else hitting.
Just not getting my feet in the picture.
But it's definitely that, all jokes aside. It's, everybody knows, like, I'm a family girl, so it's time for me to see my family. And my family's so big that
it is a lot of
So I know I'm going to my mom's house this year, and then we're actually having Friendsgiving, or like cousins Thanksgiving.
That's cute.
Our first year with all of our girl cousins and kids. So
that's cute.
That's gonna be that. But it's mainly just a time of me being with my family and being home. Like, being home.
Yeah.
It's a homey feeling. Like,
because when I go home, I get recharged. It's like a recharge.
Yes. And that, like, it's, you get recharged. Yeah. You just, I don't care if it's just the old people running their mouth or if it's the old people telling you to go do something. It's, that feels like home to me.
Right.
Like, being around my family, being around love, just genuine love. Like,
it's indescribable.
Yeah.
Like, it's so indescribable. Because I'm, like, up here living in Atlanta, I'm like, it's cool, it's fun or whatever. But, you know, I'm from a small town. And we're going to my grandma's house. And she lived down the dirt road, all of that. But for me, like, even sometimes now, I just be like, dang, I need to go home for a weekend. Because I just need that. It's nothing, no kind of love that compares to, like, your mom and your sisters. Like, it's just different. Like, it's just so different.
Y'all
so.
Might be there for an hour and y'all already arguing, but it's right.
And
that's,
like,
the point.
And you be like, see, this is why I don't come home.
This is,
like, this is why I do not come home. But it's like, where else I'm going to get these?
Exactly.
Like, where else I'm going to get this feeling?
Okay, y'all. So, the end of the year is here. What's one quality you would like to improve most about yourself?
Oh, my one quality that I can't even say that I would like to, because now I'm very driven to do this. Like, I am going to do this, is my discipline. And when I say, like, my discipline, I mean my discipline in all aspects of life. Because, like, me sticking to my workouts, I gotta do that shit. Like, I need to stay with it, stay disciplined with it. Not because, of course, I want to look good, but it just does so much for your mental. It just does so much for you. Me saying, okay, I want to do this goal. Like, I have so many goals, but now I come to the realization that if I'm not disciplined enough, I ain't gonna never see that shit through. Exactly. Like, I'm never gonna reach the goals that I want to reach. And it's like, even with money per se, like, now I'm trying to get to the point, like, at one point in time, it was like, damn, I'm not making the money that I want to make, so I got to stay, like, on this strict-ass budget. Mm-hmm. But then when you do run into money that you've been trying to make for a long time, like, okay, dang, I reached this goal, okay, cool. Now I'm at a point, like, okay, I got it, but just because I got it doesn't mean I necessarily have to spend it. So now it's like, do I really need this? Or is this just some bullshit that I want? So I'm just like, I just have to be more disciplined. Just all around, just my discipline. Because I just feel like it's going to help me in the long run. But I'm just like, I ain't trying to hear that shit right now.
Yeah. No, so, you're right. You're exactly right.
What about you?
I would definitely say me being disciplined. That would be one thing I need to improve on. The fact that I took all my YouTube videos down. I should have had some up by now. I've been to the studio, but the fact that I haven't recorded anything enough to where I feel like I'm ready to post it, that's a problem.
But we already had that conversation.
Yeah, it's just, you know, I know what I need to do and I just need to stick to a routine. Mm-hmm. And also, I'm going to say organization. But that plays into, for me, okay, so I know I battle with depression or whatever. Because, you know, a bitch take pills for it. But, like, we done been around this block before. It's just not working. So, but, the fact that I battle with it, I know when my space get cluttered, it, like, that lets me know that something is off. Because it'll be times, like, my house will be completely clean, completely spotless. Like, it looks amazing. And then it's also times to where everything is just everywhere. Like, to where I don't even want to be home. Because I'm met at the door with it. Yeah. Like, so, I would definitely say organization and just... But that also plays into the point of me sticking with some type of routine. Like, I know for me, when I do yoga or whatever, when I go to the gym, or when I'm out in, like, once again, nature or whatever, like, I feel good or whatever. So, if I feel good, I know I'm going to want to stick to that routine. I know things are going to work out. Like, but, I don't know. It's that tough of being organized and disciplined. It's definitely tough because I'll have one bad day and then that bad day turns into a bad 3 days. A bad 3 days turns into a bad week. And it just goes. Yeah, like, so.
Yeah, that's understandable. Yeah. For sure. Yeah, but like I said, I enjoy working out and yoga and stuff like that because I feel like, for me, it's like, okay, my mind has to focus on this. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't have the mental capacity to even focus on the bullshit that's going on. Like, right now, it's just me and whatever else I'm doing. I think that's why it was so hard for me to get into meditation at one point in time, too, though. Because I couldn't stop my mind from wandering off and racing and things like that. Because, you know, in order for you to actually meditate, you have to be able to turn all that shit off and just hone in on one thing. And I'm like, that's so hard when you have so much shit going on. And just like, I gotta do this, I gotta do this. Oh,
and
shit,
it's
I
real shit. It ain't just some surface level bullshit.
I have to do this stuff.
I definitely agree with that. Also, I can say, I'm not into my crackhead ass. I got into a place, if I have a good, like, I have my Alexa sits in my bathroom or whatever, but sometimes I put in my kitchen or, like, my living room area or whatever, and if I play Black or if I play T-Pain or if I play, like, somebody that I feel like has a soothing voice, and I sit still, of course I have to be warm or whatever, and if I light candles and I have my sage and I'm smoking, like, that relaxes me too. So I can say if I'm not gonna do yoga that day, if I'm not gonna meditate that day, it has to be like, you know, dark, peace, like, relaxing. Yes, peace. And that time is just me and Jesus. Okay, right. You know, what's up?
Like, okay, I'm zen. Like,
and it's not so much as I'm worried about my problems, it's more so I'm just talking to him. Like,
I just need a release.
Thank you. Yeah. And I've also gotten to a place with, like, praying now. Because my mom would tell me, every time you talk to God, you ain't got to be asking him for everything.
That's
like,
true.
And I didn't understand. It's like, okay, I'm supposed to be asking him, but like, I've gotten
you
to
the place. Man.
Thank you. But now I get it now of, okay, I could talk to you. I could just say thank you for what I have. I don't have to worry about my problems for these 2 minutes. Because they're still going to be here after these 2 minutes.
That's true.
So let me just at least thank you. Like say thank you. Or let me at least acknowledge, you know, that I am grateful or whatever. Like, so, I've gotten better with that, but definitely for the end of the year, just going into next year, I definitely need to work on my discipline and staying organized, or staying in the right mind frame, I guess, emotionally and mentally.
Yeah.
And that'll help me stay organized, but definitely with the discipline, me and you are here.
Yeah, girl, I'm gonna work on it. We gonna, I'm gonna do it.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving food?
My
don't come up here with no fucking list.
Well, this year I got an excuse to eat every fucking thing in my sight.
That's not an excuse.
But yes, he is. Me and my baby gonna eat good this year. My favorite Thanksgiving dish, and it's the same every year, is dressing. I fucking love, like, Dean, when I tell you, I love dressing and cranberry sauce so much. Like, I can eat it throughout the year. Like, I love dressing with a little bit of giblet gravy on it. I love it's ridiculous how much I love it. But, like, I had, dang, I almost said his man name. But I had DJ Bae when he was working at his old office. I had hit the chef that was in there that made me a panda dressing. This was, like, in July or August. Like, I love dressing.
No, man. Yeah.
No. So, what is your favorite?
Rice and gravy. Okay.
Really? Yeah.
First of all, girl, fuck you. Anyways. So it gotta be yellow gravy, and it gotta okay. have like a little bit of chicken in it. It can't just be.
That sound like giblet gravy.
What?
That.
It sound like what type of
giblet gravy?
What the fuck is that?
It's yellow looking, and it has like turkey in it.
And them little green specks or whatever it's called. Like, there's something like little black or green. It's some
no,
little,
no. I don't know what that is, bitch. But you can put eggs in it, boiled eggs in it.
You lost me.
The type
of gravy I'm talking about is the type of gravy that my grandma made. And
my grandma made my Jimmy gravy too. So,
and it be yellow gravy. I don't want brown gravy. I don't eat white gravy. I've never tasted it. I don't. Like just the way it looks, I can't do it. But yellow gravy with a little bit of chicken in it, and you give me a bowl of rice. Like, when I tell you, I could eat that for breakfast,
really?
Lunch, and dinner. Like, it's so bad. It's that, and I love collard greens. I got a bad thing. Like, when I tell you, I'm just going to turn that hot sauce over.
Oh, yeah. I can't fucking wait. What is your favorite dessert
for Thanksgiving? Sweet potato pie.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I didn't used to like apple pie. I started liking apple pie maybe like a few years ago. But my sister used to cook it all the time or whatever. I don't like apple. I don't like it. And I ate it one time on my period.
I don't know why.
After that, now I can eat it.
Really?
Yeah. Like, now I like apple pie. So, it's apple pie and sweet potato pie.
Sweet potato pie is definitely my top one. I love sweet potato pie. My second would probably be red velvet cake.
Ooh,
I love a red velvet. Oh, my God. From scratch. I can't wait to eat this. This food's going to be so good. Like, I cannot wait. Like, this food.
I did not think about red velvet.
Girl, I love red velvet cake. Now, that's something that I really do only eat probably like Thanksgiving or Christmas time. I already can taste it. Like,
I can't wait.
Y'all
finna stack these plates.
Girl, when I tell you, I'm finna be at my grandma's house early as fuck.
I might not need a ride to the pool ready. What time we eating?
Like, I'm trying to eat. This food finna be.
Child, I already got my list, and I know my mommy is cooking, so I know I'm gonna get my gravy.
Can grab me a plate,
girl, fuck you, girl. We is considering me right now. We is thinking about me.
Grab me a plate.
Yeah,
I eat for two this year.
Girl, you love that.
I cannot wait. I'm gonna be the first one to eat. I cannot wait.
I'm eating for two. Y'all said babies first.
Hey. And this one here.
Right here. Come on.
Hey, it is what it is. So.
Are you going Black Friday shopping?
I don't know. I'm off, surprisingly, on Black Friday. They gave us the day off, but yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I want to get out in it. Because motherfuckers are really crazy. And yeah. I don't understand why every year y'all buy a TV.
Yeah. Now, I'm not getting a TV, but I do want...
I need a new TV, though. I want a big one.
I have a 60-inch in my living room, but I want to keep that in my living room. I want a projector for my room or whatever.
Yeah. That's what I said. But the thing is, see, my type of Black Friday shopping probably gonna be a little different this year.
Yeah, but
I'm trying to shop for some baby shit.
Thank you. I'm not buying anything like clothes and shoes. Yeah. I really want to get me a cast iron skillet, and I want to get me.
Damn, a cast iron skillet would be dope as fuck. Mm-hmm. Like, I need that in my life.
Cause you can cook cornbread in. Oh, you can cook everything. That cornbread. That's a different type of cornbread.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. I might put that on my Christmas list.
Yes. Either or. So, because I know, like, I've already told, like, my family I've been talking about it. Everybody know I post, like, cooking videos 24/7.
I know. I'm just trying to figure out when the fuck you're going to cook.
Yeah, I'll probably cook when I move. I will.
Okay. That's cool. So, do you, are you participating in Black Friday?
Yeah. I definitely want to. I just, but not during that night. Like, I'm awake.
Yeah,
because
people are crazy. Yeah, like, people will let you buy your shit and then rob you.
Yeah, no, I'm not doing
that. Atlanta been on one lately.
But like, I only want one thing. So, I'm going to look and go see if a crock pot is on sale.
Okay.
I'm going to ask my mom, like, a good brand that I could look for. And then I'm going to see if a cast iron skillet on sale. I'm only going to buy one. I'm not going to buy both. So.
But I think you'll be able to find that because people ain't shopping for stuff like that.
Yeah. The white
mamas are. Yeah. The Karens are. Mm-hmm, they are just shopping for it.
And I need some.
But they ain't gonna fight for it, so.
I make sure I don't have my nails on. Go out with a bag, bitch.
Yeah, they ain't gonna fight. They're gonna call the police on so, bitch. Girl, you gotta get out of there.
That's the only thing I want. Other than that, it's just, I'll be shopping for house stuff. Like, I'm not too much worried about me right now. I just want to get my apartment because,
you
know,
right, you getting moving. I move right behind you. I'm moving in January.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'm just trying to get some shit together. When I move, my house is a home.
Exactly. So I'll probably, if once I figure out which one I want to buy, whether it be the crock pot or the skillet, then if I see some house stuff on sale that I like, you know, just stuff like blinds and shit and all that shit. That
yeah, but I was going to say, are you participating in Cyber Monday? Because you now might see, be able to
find a whole bunch of shit. Yeah, now see, yeah. I was thinking about doing that too or whatever. Because you know, that's what everybody would be shit. Like. They got to get rid of all of it. So I'm definitely thinking about that. So, and I'm going to try to make sure I set myself out a budget or whatever, write myself out a list so I know I'm giving absolutely what I need or whatever. So,
this is where the discipline come in.
Yeah.
Because I really want to buy me some new hair.
My mom was talking and once I got off the phone, I was just sitting there and we was talking about the job or whatever because... I got, like, the final interview, like, it's a face-to-face.
I was going to ask you about that. Yeah. Okay.
Hopefully it goes well, but I think it's going to go well because afterwards, like, after she asked me to confirm the interview, she was like, yeah, and after your interview, she was like, go ahead and walk the floor so you can get, you know, well-known.
Get familiar with the PA. Okay.
So, hopefully, fingers crossed, that's good. But it's just crazy because I'm already in the habit of, okay, more money.
Exactly.
Like, let me go and start looking at what
I want. That's what I was saying. Like, my problem is because I'm gonna start like looking for a job, but the thing is, I'm like, I want to the budget, the salary that I have now, I want to keep living as if I'm with that salary, and then the money that I do come across, of course, with that raise, I just want to be able to put it away. But then it's just like, I'm always like 50-50 with it because I'm just like, what's the point of working so hard if I don't spend it? If I don't enjoy it? It's just like, why do I work so hard? Why did I work so hard to get to this if I'm not even going to do what I want to do? So I think it's okay to do it, like, responsibly.
Yeah.
In the sense.
Well, I know for me, I said I wasn't going to spend on me. Or whatever I was going to spend on my home up until I got it basically together. Because I know for me, like, I'll start... And I did this with my sage. Like, I'll start buying stuff that I'm supposed to buy. And then I see shoes that I want. Then I see a bag that I want. And it's like, okay, well, I just forget about this. So,
yeah.
And I don't want it to take long to decorate my home. Right. Or whatever. Like, I already know the direction I want the stores. Like, I already, right. I've already gotten that together with this being my second apartment.
Right. So, you already know what to expect. Yeah.
And I don't want a bunch of shit in this apartment.
Like, yeah, I remember you telling me that.
Very minimal. Okay. I remember you telling me that. I can hear it echo.
We gotta go to the Costanza store for a week. So... we're going to see what we got next.
Ciao, we got our song of the week, and this is...
If I got to take a guess, I'm probably listening to Drake.
Yes, bitch.
I love Drake.
If I had to take a guess, I would say...
Yeah, we pre-recorded this, so that's why we said if we had to take a guess. Because we're pre-recording, because we want to be with our families, too.
If I had to take a guess, I'm going to say I'm listening to Tory Lanez's new single. And let me just say, I don't give a damn what nobody has to say about him. Okay. When I say the talent is there, for him to put out a rap capsule and for it to do amazing, he did an R&B capsule, he does Chicks tapes.
Oh, okay. I did like Chicks tapes.
Capsule. You can't not. Like, you have to give him his props. And the name of the song is called Lady of Namek, I think, or Namek, however you pronounce it. I've listened to this song, and it's such a good song. I have not seen the video yet, but the song is good. Like, I'm ready for the album to, or the capsule to be released so I can hear it in its entirety. But definitely Tory Lanez. Y'all know that's bae.
I mean, I'm not fucking with Tory. But, I mean, okay. I might have to get at a listen. I might have to see what he's talking about. He might get my stream, and we're going to see. But, you know,
I like I said, just give him his respect because he's really talented.
Yeah, like I said, he is very talented. I haven't come across a feature that I don't like of his. He does very good. Like, he's very talented.
I tell daddy when I get home.
Very much talented. But yeah, I'm probably listening to Drake. Drake is just my go-to. Like, if I don't know what I want to listen to when I get in the car, turn on Drake.
Really?
Yes! I love that man! I love that man. Like, I love Drake because Drake has a song for every mood. Literally. It's either him or Beyonce.
Massage.
I love her too.
I can't do that.
I love her too.
Tory Lanez or Black?
I love Black.
Or if I'm doing female, I'm gonna do Kehlani.
See, I don't listen to her like
or
that.
Or Kiana or Seven.
I love Seven. I do like Seven.
Yeah. So I'm
either Seven at Beach.
Yeah, she heavy in rotation.
That's the Beach. So yeah, I mean. That's what I'm listening to.
I have a question.
Oh, shit.
So, I know this is not a part of Thanksgiving. Or
okay,
whatever,
well, let's talk about it.
I just want to ask. Being that, kind of like, the world is open or whatever, mm-hmm. I don't know how they're going to do the festivals now because of Astroworld right. or whatever. But for the regular concerts mm-hmm. or whatever, how do you feel about you have to be vaccinated? Because I'm not vaccinated.
It's a no for me.
And it sucks because everybody knows that, like, I love Cardi B. Cardi B officially tours. This will be her first official tour for U.S.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I didn't know she was going on tour.
It'll be when she drops her album. She goes to tour right after she drops her album.
When is she supposed to be dropping it, though?
It was supposed to be this year, but I don't think it's going to be this year.
Oh, okay.
But, if not this year, it's going to be next year.
The top of next year, probably. Yeah,
but it's the point that I know tour dates are going to roll out right behind.
Yeah, because you know our bitches come to town, Mandy and Weezy. Do we got
to
be
vaccinated?
Damn, I'm going to have to miss y'all.
And, like, how do y'all...
Damn.
How do you feel about that? Because it sucks. It's like I have a list of people I really want to go see in concert.
Yeah.
Being that we have been in lockdown for so long.
Yeah, for sure.
It really does piss me off because it's like I shouldn't have to be vaccinated just to go to this public event when I go to a public area all the time. Like,
is that? And I feel like people still are getting it misconstrued. Just because you're vaccinated does not mean you're not going
exactly.
to get COVID.
So even if I'm vaccinated and y'all want to do these little test just but when as we're walking in. What if I got my vaccination card right here and it says I have COVID?
Right.
Like, does that, do I still walk in?
Right. So it's like, then what? But I feel like as long as I can give you a negative test result,
I saying that I took it
at least that week,
yeah,
then I don't see why I can't participate in the festivities. So yeah, I'm not fucking with it, but I feel like eventually it's gonna be a mandate to everybody gonna have to get vaccinated. I feel like they're slowly but surely getting to that point.
I had a job interview and the second question she asked me was, we require everybody to be vaccinated, are you vaccinated? I said no. She was like, do you mind being vaccinated?
Yep.
I said yes. She said, okay, thank you for your time.
Yep. I talked to a woman this morning for a job that I was interviewing for, or that I was speaking to, just to see what they were talking about. And one of her questions was like, because we have a hybrid schedule. That's what it was. They have like 3 days in the office, 2 days at home. She's like, yeah, because we're on a hybrid schedule, do you mind either being vaccinated or getting the weekly test? And I just was like, I'll get the weekly test. Like, I'm fine with that.
But why is it mandatory for us to be vaccinated? For what?
Girl. I think something new today.
It is something new. Y'all think I'm crazy. That match up a little too quick.
People think I'm crazy. I'm just like, I'm going to go get my gun. Because when y'all start turning into fucking zombies, I'm going to have to pop.
Yup.
With no remorse. Get the fuck back. So I'm just like, I don't know, but like I said, I do feel like eventually it's going to be a mandate situation. But people also are looking at it like, well, y'all got all the other vaccines.
Yeah.
And didn't blink an eye to it.
Yeah, but we weren't educated as we are now.
Fucking kids.
Thank you. Yeah. So if now I have a say-so of what goes in my body, and bitch, if I don't want it in there, I just don't want it in there. And y'all not going to tell me that they ain't whipped this batch up that quick. It was a little too quick, but is motherfuckers still dying of cancer? You can't get rid of cancer?
Yeah.
It's not the bad ain't bitch, bad
thing. Y'all probably gonna think I'm crazy again, but they got the cure for fucking
They
kids.
Do. They been had it. And they got the cure for AIDS,
they
too.
They do. Magic.
They just want...
They want the money.
They want us to die.
No, they want people money.
Exactly.
They said that this, we turned into a damn conspiracy theorist podcast. They said that this COVID thingy was like a way to do, what's it called? Population control. When it was like killing, because so many people died from it.
I can see that.
I'm just, thank you, Lord, that I
ain't
touched me or nobody that's close to me. Bleep that out. Bleep that out, my bad. I did not mean to say that man name out loud. My bad.
Oh, do you have anything you want to get off your chest, girl?
I mean, off the top of my mind, I don't think I do. If I do, it'll probably be on another podcast. Thanks. I'm talking about mine. I don't think I do, though. Do you have anything?
No. I know this was a short episode, y'all. Usually, we stay popping our shit for at least an hour, honey. Okay?
At least an hour.
But we want to enjoy our families, too.
And we just wanted to give y'all something since we left y'all hanging last week.
Exactly.
But, honey, last week was a lot.
Child.
We had a lot of shit going.
Honey.
It was a lot of shit
going. It was a lot going on.
But, I mean, again, y'all sending y'all questions.
Yes, that's
sending things that you need advice for.
And maybe we can do, like, a poll on the IG story. And then
for sure.
That'll bring in the questions.
For sure. We can put it on our story, too.
Yeah.
So, follow us. You can follow me on my Twitter and my IG at Call Me Cash. And you can follow...
Sade. On Instagram and Twitter at @SadeTheSinger_.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's it. Just Twitter and Instagram.
And don't forget to follow our page, podcast page at If I Must Say.
Thank you.
I mean, Yes, thank you guys for all your support. This is supposed to be the Thanksgiving episode, so we're very thankful for you guys.
Yes. And thank you for I'm very thankful for the listeners that we have.
Yeah, so y'all rocking with it. Y'all really rocking with it.
I didn't think it was going to grow that fast. The numbers are definitely going up. So thank y'all so much. Yes.
And we still, getting our groove.
Yes.
What does this motherfucker take off? Y'all been in it, so.
Told y'all we ain't stopping.
Y'all been in it. When we get a Patreon, we might get y'all a little discount. We got to see.
Might fuck with you.
Like a side dish, might not. But no, you guys, for real, thank you for tuning in. We're very grateful for you guys. And tune in next week for another episode. Matter of fact, send us some topics.
Yes.
What y'all want to talk about? What y'all want us to pop our shit about?
Exactly. Like? Even if it's your ancient ass baby daddy, I talk my shit. Okay.
Just send in. We're going to put our email in our bio. Send us in, give us a rundown of it before we pop our shit. Because we'll make up some shit along the way. So we just want to make sure the facts are straight before we start popping shit. Yeah. And if y'all have not noticed by now, we do not name drop. Unless we know the people, our best friends. They don't give a fuck if we call that name. Hey, girl. they don't care if we say their name.
They don't count.
Yeah, they don't really count, but everybody else, we do a pretty good job with not name dropping for the sake of people. But yes, again, thank you for tuning in to another episode of If I Must Say. Bye.